Hello, this is Evan Kane. I'm a First Nations Two-Spirit writer from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The stories you see on my website or here in my podcast are my original creations I'm sharing with the world. Now, if you like what you see, click on the green Buy Me a Coffee button on my website or the My Ko-fi account on Podbean to pay what you can as a way of showing your support. Follow me on social media and check my website on a weekly basis for new stories, podcasts, and ideas. Today's story happened to me several years ago, and it's called
The Washroom Preacher. A few years ago at the gym, as I finished my workout, I was boogieing into the men's change and washroom, listening to, appropriately enough, The Shouty Track by Lemon Jelly. On the way in, I noticed one of the gym staff as she picked up some trash on the hallway adjacent to the change rooms. Her face had blossomed into a fine, what the fuck face. As I entered the change room, I understood why. Some guy was and ranting about Jesus. I shrugged as I've got noise-canceling earbuds and walked towards the urinals, but a voice in my head said, stop. Turn around. You need to play music over this guy. I grabbed my phone, unplugged the headphones, and, in a quick panic, tried to make the damn thing play music on the built-in speakers. So it's at this point my phone decided to play 20 questions with me. Meanwhile, it's gone quiet. I looked up. He was closer to the door and took the silence to catch his breath. He started up again. Faced with hearing him try to preach in a shared area where we're all so vulnerable, it's a change room for the gym, my ADHD activated a super fast situational assessment and response mode. Situation. The other men in the change room behaved like sheep, quiet and meek, in the hope he'd go away or something. God damn it, people! Grow a spine! Then, in response to the washroom preacher, I started to sing Tina Charles' I Love to Love. Oh, I love to love, but my baby just loves to dance. He wants to dance, he loves to dance, he's got to dance. Oh, I love to love. So I belted this out loud enough to overpower the guy. I sang in choruses in the past as a baritone, so I can utilize the loud male singing voice if needed. He then walked right up to me as an attempt at intimidation. For a split second, I understood why, A, guys sometimes like to stick their dick in crazy, and then, unlike many men, B, why it's a bad idea. The guy was not bad looking, but the bug-eyed crazy look on his face spiked my adrenaline, and the fight response shut down the fuck response. He was shorter and slighter than me. I could have fought him if needed, but I usually prefer to avoid fisticuffs. He tried to engage me in Jesus talk, but I told him loudly, leave. No one wants to hear what you're saying. He tried to talk over me. I repeated what I just said, adding, I don't think I'm the only guy here who wants you to shut up and leave. He stopped for a moment as he realized not only was I a big guy, there were at least four other guys the same size in the room. Finally, a staff member appeared to escort him out. Both the staff member, actually the manager, and I repeat several times, he must leave, no one wants him here. Finally, it sinks in, and
ladies and gentlemen, the washroom preacher has left the building.
Afterwards, the manager tells me he didn't know where this came from. The individual was an afternoon regular. That day, however, instead of working out his muscles, he chose to try a few reps of preaching. The manager said the washroom preacher had just walked in. Then, as soon as he was in the change room, and moments prior to my appearance, he started to speak from the Book of Change Room, Chapters 2, verses crazy to bizarre. I told the manager to keep an eye on him. People normally don't go batshit crazy like this without some repercussions, and I'd rather those repercussions be minimized if they happen at the gym. Then I left. I departed from the side door. The entire walk home, I took a different route and constantly checked behind to watch for anyone following me. It was several weeks before I returned to that gym at that time of the day. But at least, on the walk home, I got to listen to Tina Charles, I Love to Love, in peace.
Thank you for your time. Again, if you like what you hear, come back to evancain.com on a regular basis and support me on my Ko-fi account. And tell your friends. Thanks.